Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Universal Energy Radio. This is the LOA Blend. My name is Elisa.
My name's Liz. How are you?
Cold.
Yeah, it's cold.
It's kind of cold today.
It's cold. It's cold over here, too. Yeah, brr. Anyway, mm-hmm. Yeah, so we did get an email this morning.
I saw that, yeah.
Yeah, so I don't know if we want to just, why don't we just address that real quick? And if this person is in chat or listening, by all means call in or message us or what have you if you'd like, or if you're hearing this on replay, here we go. So a birth date was provided. We don't really deal with the year, but you have it. So you have the birth date of 9/18. And then this is the message.
8/18.
I'm sorry, 8/18.
Yeah.
Yeah, my bad. Yeah. Reading it wrong. This is why you're the numerologist. 8/18. Yes, you're so right. My bad.
Right.
Thank you. Yeah. This is why you got a question about numbers. Please don't ask me. And she says, I've been spending time with a man named Chris the past 2 months. Do you see Chris and I continuing to spend time together and our connection deepening? When will Chris communicate with me again? So it's a very sparse question, which is fine. The only thing that I can speak on, so I'm glad that she provided the birth date, and I think for your reference, the year might put this into a perspective that might be helpful to Donna as well, is I'm seeing, and I don't know if it's you or if it's this gentleman. I'm thinking perhaps the gentleman, but I'm seeing a preoccupation. There is an energy, and again, I just read energy, so it's very difficult for, I think, either one of us, but in terms of energy doesn't recognize linear time. So to put who, what, when, where, you know, why type of spin on it is difficult with reading energy. But I can say this, where I feel there's an energy of preoccupation. So it might feel like a lack of attention or a not knowing of specific details. When will we see each other again? When we get together? It's not definitive. There is a preoccupation. There's something else having nothing to do, I believe, with you. I think the preoccupation is elsewhere, but it could be with you. I don't know. And because of that preoccupation, you have these questions. When this person will communicate with you, I have no idea, because the most infallible law is the law of free will. And you're asking us the question, not this person. So I can't really tap into a when type of response. And then to address the other part of the question, I feel like I don't know how you define continue spending time together. How I'm going to define it with the energy of this question is that you guys are going to cross paths again. Whether that means a date or spending time together, or how you define spending time together, I don't know. But I feel like your paths will cross. I feel like you're in the same same kind of circle or network. I don't feel that this is a big urban sprawling type of situation. I feel I get more of a sense of a small town type of sense. And in terms of connection deepening, perhaps. But I think what will determine if the connection will deepen, is this issue of a preoccupation. Now, that could mean many things. That could mean, and I'm not saying it's these things, okay? But it could mean many things, meaning you're distracted, or maybe there's an addiction issue, maybe there's another person, I don't know. Maybe there's a child, I don't know. But a preoccupation is the word. When I read the email, the word that came in was the word preoccupation, which is why I keep going back to that. So that's my response to the email, and I'm going to turn it over to our fabulous resident numerologist, amongst other things, Elisa.
Now with numerology, we want to get into more specifics, but just based on a birth date and the timing of things, when you had your birthday back in August, which is a couple of months ago, you entered a number 9 personal year. So now we look at, did you meet him like before your birthday, or did you know him? You know, I don't know how close you two have gotten. Yeah, the email is vague. It's more like, I've been spending time, sounds like you like him. You know, you're interested in at least learning more. So that's a good attitude to have. Just something where, you know, this is someone who's piqued my interest. And we get a lot of calls like that where, you know, the caller or the person who's asking the question has met somebody, and of course there's enough interest where they want to follow up. Well, that's out of all the questions you would ask, you know, us, it would be that. So we already know that you're headed more towards, you know, I would like for it to deepen, or to at least have the opportunity for it to deepen more. So just allow for that. I mean, I wish we could say we're going to reflect the feelings of the other person who's involved, but we just don't have access to that. Because we have to tap into what your energy is doing. So when we talk about this number 9 personal year, we talk about a period of time that is at its end. That's just a cycle of how your growth has has progressed. So that's just, it's a personal thing. It's for you. So this number 9 year is about endings, conclusions, about wrapping some things up and, putting a bow on it and saying, okay, I've reached a certain level now in my growth and expansion where I have to clear away some things. Like, I have to make space. So when I look at that in terms of when you meet new people and you all of a sudden there's an interest there, maybe the approach will be something different than what you've done before. Maybe the way you treat this is not as anxious or as, aggressive or, and usually when it's women, they're not usually the ones that are very aggressive about it. But there's a level of, I want things to happen fast, or I need to know, not even things I want, things have to happen fast, but like, I need to know now. And you just kind of, you're looking for any clue, that you can interpret to kind of follow that train of thought. Like, oh, he looked at me. Oh, that means he's interested. You know, but then you start doubting yourself. You know, that's sort of the level, where we get sometimes. And because I do know her birth date, her full, like the year and everything, there's a need to, the number 6 is that path that she's on. So 6 is a very loving number. So we have this 9, which is the kind of time frame you're in, and this is going from this year to next year, from August to August, where you have, you're kind of putting a cap on a period of growth, and you're sort of ready to take the next level in your own expansion. But this is, I kind of feel like this is a time where you can look at things that you may have been wanting to have happen, where it's, where there's a deeper relationship or just an opportunity to get out in that environment, dating. I don't know. But when it comes to the issues like that, when you get into a 9 year and something like this happens on the cusp of that, then it's an opportunity to see maybe how you can respond and how you can handle certain decisions in a different way. If you can look at how far you've come in the past 8 years, you know, what you were doing 8 years ago, how you'd respond 8 years ago, probably very different. If there's a knowingness in who you are now and the things that you've gone through to get where you are, to this level of awareness, then, you know, pay attention to that. Recognize that. Because, you know, you and I, Liz, we talk about how it's not about giving the power over to us or to anybody else. When there's something that you really want, like most people can tell you really want for something really positive to happen out of this. And I would say most people would want for you to feel that, like that, that's great, but it's not up to the other person.
Right.
And it doesn't depend on really if that other person gives you the time of day, you know, and calls you up, is, you know, all these little tricks of the trade. It's not a waiting game on your end necessarily, but it's how you're going to receive any kind of information, whether it has to do with him or not. This is a period of time of kind of really not only reevaluating, but also making some decisions that maybe you've put off for a while. So maybe the preoccupation is not just him, but it could be her as well. I'm not sure.
Oh yeah,
but
definitely.
Yeah, so when a 9 year comes up, there are things that will come up that will really maybe push your buttons in a way that will get you to kind of wake up and see, look, this is who you are now. You know, you have a lot more going for you than you've probably given yourself credit for. This is what we tend to see when people get into a 9 year, because it can be one of these daunting, oh, it's a 9 year, it's going to be horrible, things are going to end, you know. But not necessarily. It means that things are going to transform. Your life is transforming. And you have to understand, I was going to say your part in it, but it's your life. You have to understand the parts of it. And maybe they don't seem to connect, but there may be like a theme. There's usually a theme in a 9 year where when things don't seem to work out the way you want them to, it's because it wasn't meant to work out that way. And the toughest part is letting go of your own notions of how it has to happen, like for you to receive what you would consider a good sign or definitive answer. Being able to let go of that, whatever shape that's supposed to take, because a lot of times the answer has come in a lot of different other ways that you have to be able to pay attention to and receive and appreciate. It's a way to get you out of tunnel vision. Because so much has, like, you're almost too big for that now. And I feel like with this, it's just a level of anxiousness that could probably, you know, get a trip over yourself for a little bit. If you're spending time with him and if you would like to spend time, like, these are the chances you have to take. You could say, well, maybe I could be the person to initiate something. And just to see how it works out in the bigger picture, you want to see, well, how confident am I in myself? You know, do I even feel like I could do that? Is it something that, you know, is it a worth issue? Is it a self-worth issue? In the immediate picture, it's like, well, you know, you just want to spend time with them, and maybe that's as honest as you can get. But I would say let's not put so much into if he says yes or if he says no, or
right.
Like I said, if he, you know, gives you a sidelong glance or if he doesn't. This is a time, I feel like this is the time where you really have to look in yourself and see in the bigger context of your life, you know, where are you right now, and what can you see within yourself that you're like, wow, I would have handled this so much differently when I was, you know, younger. You know, 8 years ago, 10 years ago, it would have been very different, a very different vibe. So what are the strengths that you know you can see within yourself? Because it isn't about necessarily him. I mean, there's an opportunity there. And I would say, because it's a 9 year, be more fluid and flexible with the way you would interpret different signs. And I also feel like it's not like he may be like the beginning of something, like just in a way for you to understand better what your preferences are now versus what they were, you know, a few years ago. So you just give yourself that space and that time. This is a nine can be unpredictable for people who are really expecting a certain thing to happen a certain way. But it can be very beautiful in terms of really seeing what you're made out of and seeing who you really are now and moving forward, because there could be just some nonsense that he may epitomize or that relationship may epitomize from previous relationships that you can finally put to rest. But it's not going to come because of whatever response he has necessarily. It's going to be from things that you got recognized within yourself finally. And then you can, you know, you can continue to move on and continue to participate in this number nine year for you in ways that can make it very beautiful and liberating, even if they seem a little scary or risky at the time. You know, maybe where you can be very vulnerable, but it can be a very, very strengthening and beautiful thing.
Amen. Well said.
All right.
Yeah. So hopefully you downloaded this or... you're hearing it at some point, and hope that helps. But, yeah, so, yeah, we can take a very generic email and take it all kinds of places like we just did.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's great. So thank you for that. All right. So we took care of that. Check the – before we go on, just want to know if there's anybody in the queue waiting for us. Okay, cool. Yeah.
No, but I want to say hello to people in the chat room because I haven't had a chance to do that. There's a couple of people as a guest, and there's Raven. So hello to two of you, and pretty sure this is my cousin that's listening in. So hello,
hey girl. Hey.
So yeah, she did not raise her hand, so I'm not gonna like put her on the spot. But I guess I could if I wanted to, but I'm not going to just yet. Let's see. What was I gonna say? I think with the numbers, it's just so. It's. You know, I get the feedback from people because when they do get things done, even if it's just a very quick reading, pretty quickly people pick up on different tones, like for the numbers. So when we mention like a number nine. And it being, you know, endings and conclusions, it can feel very daunting.
Right.
And so, I mean, I had an old girlfriend who hated that number nine. Oh, why do we have to give you can't skip a number nine. You can't skip a year. Like, you can't skip a number.
Right,
you know?
Right. And don't make the numbers wrong because they're all beautiful. It's just, you know, are you up to the issue really is, are you up to task?
Right.
You know,
right.
Because the numbers have a whole set of influences and experiences to kind of lead you along the progress of your journey should you co-sign to be part of that. And
right.
And there's a responsibility that comes with co-signing with anything. There's a responsibility with co-signing with the breath that's running through your lungs right now. But we got that free will. That's why I always talk about that, especially when we get a question that's worded that way, that's predicated so much on the influence of somebody else.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. And my cousin is raising her hand. Hello.
Okay. Jump on in, girl.
Good morning, ladies. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning. Well, this is perfect that you're calling in to say hello because we are officially, unofficially marking this week going into next week as our six-year anniversary for the LOA blend. So perfect. It's not like she calls in every show because she really doesn't.
Right. I listen in sometimes.
Right, I know that.
I listen, yeah, but I don't, you know, I don't want to blow. You guys have a good thing going, and I love to just listen.
Well, thank you, girl. But the fact that you're calling in this week, which is sort of like the sort of, you know, we unofficially said, well, you know what, because our anniversary is like the 16th, the 18th, the 11th, who knows when it is. It's around this time. It's like middle of October. It's in there. That we would dedicate this week to acknowledging our anniversary being on the air. So how perfect because we planned it. No, we didn't. How perfect that you're calling in, because this show is really because of you.
I went on vacation.
She went to, like, Littlest on Crack or wherever she went to. She went to some.
I went to Michigan.
Festival
thing. I went to the middle of nowhere and got off the grid, and you guys took over the airwaves. That was it.
And that's how the show really
began.
That's how the show
began.
It
became Junkies, yeah.
That's how it happened. So thanks for going on vacation. And, it turned out to be so special and wonderful, and to evolve into this format has been great. So I just want to say thank you since you called in. Thank you so much. But clearly you didn't call in for that, because I sprung that on you. But I would love for you to contribute to the conversation that we started.
Oh, I'm actually driving, believe it or not. And seriously, like, today is so gorgeous, and it's like just being out here and being about is just fabulous this morning.
I'm sure.
I was listening to Alisa earlier, and I love what she was saying about the nine, because sometimes that nine can be a little bit scary.
Yeah.
I was like, woo. And I love that perspective. There's going to be a change and a shift, and it's going to be probably not the way you expected it. There's
right.
a lot of things, you know, that we think we want to figure out the how, and that's really not our job. And if when we let go of that how, it totally gives us what we want or better. And when you see that perspective, it's so wonderful to say, yes, thank you, I appreciate that. Kind of like this, like you said, the LOA blend, like I didn't expect something so wonderful coming out of me going off the grid, and something so
right.
wonderful happened. And I kind of chuckled when I came back, because I remember talking to Alisa, and she was like deer in the headlights, like, you want me to do what? I'm like, get on
the air.
We were
scared. We were
just
so scared.
Get on the air. You know,
we were
I'm like,
scared.
Or just run the controls, because Liz will talk. It's good. <You know? laughs> So it's very good. So when you look at situations like that, not like Alisa stole my co-host or anything, not at all. You know, it's not it's not that at all. No, when you look at of all of that, like all the things that had to happen to put that in place. I mean, even going back to Trey, and even going back to how he brought both of us to a point where we were able to speak on the air, where we're able to speak in front of people, and we're doing things now that we never did before.
Right.
And I think that's the amazing thing, is how when we all understand that all of this, everything that we do in our lives, is for our expansion and growth as not only as human beings, but as source energy in these human bodies. And I say that because our human lives are so short. It's really about the higher power. And the cool part is we are in a time and place that our human bodies get to experience the same bliss and wonderment that our source self experience.
Mm-hmm.
It's that time. Anyway, so I'm going on a rampage here, but
not at all.
Do you guys have time to do a message for me?
Hell no.
You
bye.
Have time. You have time to do a message.
Don't
oh
darken
my
doorway.
You got some time on me. You got some time on me, please.
Girl, I'll make time for you. I don't have time. I'll make time. Yeah, I'm already ready. I'm ready.
Well,
I got my finger on the database. I'm ready. My finger's on it.
All right.
I'm ready.
All right.
Tick.
Ooh.
She meant it.
Quick pick. It's my quick pick.
Quick pick. So
quick pick.
The lotto numbers today are 822.
Ooh.
822. Okay. Oh, this is a great message. Okay. When acknowledged for good work you've humbly expressed, it's the ideal moment to shift inner doubt to self-forgiveness and acceptance. 822. And how interesting how we're talking about, like, your work. Because this really is a result of your work. I'll read it again. When acknowledged for good work you've humbly expressed, it's the ideal moment to shift inner doubt to self-forgiveness and acceptance. 822.
Girl. Well, 8 happens to be one of our most favorite numbers, so I know that that's
I know that,
number.
Yeah.
And 8 is that, and we're talking about it, that we're being manifesting. It's a power number. You know, it's the, I shouldn't say the end result because you're not really done, but it's reaching a goal, reaching a particular level because of the planning and because of all the other numbers before it that worked, and those frequencies worked, you know, in its own particular order to get you where you are now. So when we have that, when we start off with that 8, what's interesting is you have a 2 and a 2, which are numbers that are funny to me when I think of 2 and Anna, because Anna in her name is a 1. Even though 8 is her favorite number, she doesn't really have an 8 in any of her numbers. But the 1 is a big deal for her. She is one of the classic ones. In fact, you know, I use her as an example for people who do have 1s. She just really owns her 1. As soon as I said it when I did her reading, she's like, yeah, that's it. You know, I thought that. Yeah, she was hugging that 1 like nobody's business. And that 1 tends to be so, like, there's that energy, and everyone who listens can feel, like, when Anna talks, there's a lot of this really great positive energy that flows, and it's effortless. It's just, that's just how she's wired. That's how she's wired, y'all. So that's that energy of the 1 that is that doesn't know any bounds. It's just, like, it doesn't know any better, so it just does it. It does it the way it knows it. And in 9 times out of 10, it works so well. And even on that 10th time when it may be in the beginning doesn't seem like it works out well, it still works out well. There are a lot of great positive things that come from this 1 just because of the sheer energy of it and the dynamic influence of a 1. But the 2, which naturally follows the 1, is much more subtle, much more like, hey, how can I help? And for anyone who does have 1s or a 1 influence, that idea of asking for help usually doesn't come very easy. So Anna tends to be surrounded by a bunch of 2s, myself included, where we're just like we just sort of wait. Like, it's almost Anna's like Superwoman. You know, she can have this cape and she just takes care of so much, and it's just natural for her to do that. But she has a bunch of people around her who are just like trying to get something to help out in some way. Like, oh, can I just dot that I for you? Even if it's something really small, can I just cross that T? Can I get you some tea? Do you need some tea? You know, something like that. And she's just like, no, I got it. You know, she's like with one hand, like signing stuff. Other hand, she's making her own batch of tea. You know, she's driving. She's doing all these things. So for her to, over the years, finally recognize that she doesn't have to do it by herself. She's not actually alone. Even though she's probably more than capable of running everything on her own, and I know she's done it before, but it's not, it's tiring, for one, it's exhausting, and it's not nearly as fun. So now, this whole message is about, you're doing a lot. And you're also getting help where you need it, whether it's necessarily at work, which, you know, she can always call me. She's got quite a list of people who, honestly, they don't mind coming in, like, over the summer when it's really hot and it's miserable. Like, that's the power of Anna and that 1. We're like, yeah, you know, it's just so much fun sweating like this with you for 8 hours. It's great. You know, like, it's totally cool. I love to do it, you know. So there's an influence there, but this 2 is saying, remember, you know, this is like this isn't just like allowing people to help, but also think of it this way, that there's 2 2s. There's an 8, 2 2, by the way, 2 2, 8 and a 2 connected by a 2. There's a rainbow 2 2 that Anna was looking at over the weekend at Pride. She thought, yeah, that's kind of cool to have a rainbow 2 2. Anyway.
Hello. I'd wear it.
I know she would. It's really funny. But that 8, that power number, and
more results-oriented number is connected, is bridged by a number two to yet another number two. So it's a, talking about saying, do this, you do this, but it always leads to something else. It always leads to something where there's another opportunity to help and to really bring in this feeling of collaboration and cooperation. So now, in fact, it's almost looking like you don't have to be like the I was going to say the star of the show, but you are no matter what. But that eight going into a two means you don't have to work nearly as hard because you've done the work. And now when you're talking about collaboration and cooperation, there are people who will willingly do that. Now, they may not do the work the same way you do or maybe to the same level, but they're willing to do that. And if you give them a chance to reach those levels, and that's by letting go and allowing that to happen and teaching them along the way, then this pressure that you tend to feel from time to time, the whole weight of the world on your shoulders because you've been doing it alone on your own for so long, that's definitely alleviated because you know that there are people around you who've seen the way you work and know what's important to you. This allows them to get the experience they need and to learn from a really good mentor and just to learn some good habits. So that's what I get from this.
Very good. There it is, Miss 822. Perfect.
No, it totally is in alignment with everything that's going on right now because Elisa's, you know, is alluding to things that are happening again in the studio, but it's really it's actually making sort of an exit plan.
Yep.
And my guys that are in there are stepping up to the plate, and we're working with them. So we're working out a scenario that I can actually step away sooner than I expected. And
wow.
They're gonna handle things, and so we're gonna see how that plays out in the next couple of months. And one thing is that they have, I mean, they've come to me and said, you know, we've grown our business over 300% since we've been like working with you. And
hello.
And that is such an honor for me because it's like to actually, you know, I might go in and I might see, you know, I call them my friends, but you know, there's obviously a business relationship here, and not just them, but I don't get to see firsthand necessarily how my clients or people that I work with actually progress and see them physically moving forward, mentally moving forward. And these guys I've been working with for, gosh, it'll be 2 years in February, and we're sharing the same space. So it's really cool to watch them expand and grow.
That's amazing.
And yeah, and so and then they're watching me and they're asking me questions like, how do we do this, or how are you doing this, or, you know,
right.
Elisa and I ran a huge order last week of over 2,000 pieces.
Wow.
And it was really just the two of us, and the way we did it, and the guys are like, you know, on top of that, we had all this other work to do. But these guys are like, yeah, we want in on that, you know.
Yeah, well, like, you're a mentor.
Yeah.
I mean, seriously, you're a mentor.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I'm like, and so they're like, you know, if there's any way we can help you, and it's like, well, yeah, it's good to know that you, because they have a different type of business where I'm
right.
more on the corporate end. They're more private. They have stores, Etsy
right.
stores, exact, and they, I mean, they're busy. They're very popular on Etsy.
They have great stuff. I remember meeting them early on. So, yeah, it's the same guys. Yeah, I think that's,
yeah,
I'm not surprised.
And,
I'm not surprised at all. I think it's such a great fit that
yeah,
you guys are working together.
The corporate end for them would be a nice foundation for them to build some capital to be
sure.
able to expand even further. And so I've been wanting them to do that, and they kind of said, oh, you know, they kind of scared them a little bit because the volume is really high.
Well, it's resistance.
And so
yeah, of
it's
course.
Resistance.
Right.
And now that they've been around it a little more, they kind of see how we do it.
They
like,
see
oh,
that it's accessible
yeah,
to your model.
That is, yes.
Right.
You know, I always laugh because my motto in business when I used to promote my print shop was chicks can print stuff too. And,
that's right.
And chicks can print. When you, this is a very male dominated,
right? Of course.
You know, kind of business. And when you get women in there, you know, you get chicks in there, it's very different. Like,
oh, you get stuff
very,
done.
Very, very different. Yeah.
You get
oh,
it
we
done.
Do. Yeah. And we get
yeah.
it done, and it's fun, and it's crazy, and it's, you know, we're silly and then exhausted, and it's just.
It's the best.
You know, there is this extreme satisfaction level when
yeah.
you're done.
Yeah, you earned it. You
yeah.
earned
yeah.
it, and you got to put legs on the, you got to put legs on
yeah.
the work. This is what so many people don't get, and you're such an amazing example of that, where they can see in tangible matter the
yeah.
Accessibility and the confidence that there's no shortcut to confidence, and they see a path that you energetically presented to them. And that's why it's of mutual benefit. It's not one excluded
mm-hmm.
for the other. That's what's so amazing to see when you share this with us. I think that's great.
Yeah. And, there are a couple of good guys. And, you know, it's like everything lined up. Everything is lining up the way it's supposed to. And I
Absolutely.
Look at that and I think that's incredible, because this also – you know, back to the point where, you know, we're doing things to go, for me to go online in business so that we can travel.
Have some freedom.
And,
yeah.
Yeah, and one of the things that we're doing now is, you know, I have all these ideas and designs and all this stuff that I want to get online. Well, they're gonna assist me in that, which is really cool.
There you go.
Because they can manage the production end of that, where I can manage the sales end of it. And when they go to brand, they go to a branding. And what that means is they are going to, you know, like you see Nike or you
right.
see Adidas or anyway, they're going to start branding themselves next year as something. I don't know what it is, but whatever it is.
Oh, they're going to be great.
They're
going to be
do
great.
It. And
yeah.
while I'm traveling, I can hit boutique stores all over the place and offer all kinds of goodness to
there
people from everything from my stuff, which is from kids' wear to paddleboard, you know, boarding, kind of like recreational stuff.
Right.
So it's just a whole big mix, and possibilities are amazing of what we're all going to do
right.
together.
And all that traveling,
yeah.
you see, because you're so smart, because you are such a boss, it's like tax write-off. Boom.
Yeah.
See, on the road, I am a rep. I am a rep for all of these
yep.
jams and jellies. So I
yep.
got to be on the road. That's
yep.
it. That's
yep.
it. It's
and we've
perfect.
Got, and we'll actually have two businesses on the road, so that's pretty cool.
Oh, you have your Stephanie's business as well.
Well, Stephanie's moving her model to online/offline, where she's partnering up here in the Atlanta area with people, so she can continue her business, but she has other people doing the business. So she's running the business and doing the marketing for that, and she
right.
has another business that she has started, just a whole nother. Whole nother craziness, and so that came out of the blue, out of nowhere, really. And so all of a sudden, here it is again. And she loved her thing is she's, you know, she's wanting change. She's wanting something different. And
sure.
Everything is lining up, so it's all changing and all different. And the cool part is, you know, we could go forward in fear, which at first it was like, oh my God, we're really doing this, you know.
Well, and that's part of it. The fear just means you care. That you have a standard. Yeah, that's all.
Yeah. And now we're excited because it's like, you know, it's real proof. You know, it's like, oh, my gosh, look at how this is lining up. How
you're
amazing.
Seeing the feasibility of it. You're feeling,
yes.
not even seeing it.
Yeah.
You're feeling the
yeah.
feasibility
feeling
of it.
Feeling it. You're feeling it, yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
That's
so
why
that's
that message
cool
is so perfect that you just pulled for yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So we're really excited about all the stuff that's happening. And And you know, and then, of course, I know Elisa told you we spent the weekend with Roy Burns and Julie Osborne and those guys.
Right.
And Roy and I had some good conversation. And not that I told him, I was like, I'm changing up my, you know, my practice of things that I'm doing, and I'm going to start taking some, he may be offering a class that I want to take. Either that
cool.
or I'm going to go hang out with Panache Desai for
oh,
two
I
or
love
three
him.
Days. So
I love me some Panache.
Yeah, I do too. And he's going to be down in Orlando for a little while there. So I'm going to go want to do a 3-day immersion, I think, with him. So
oh, he's great.
You know, there's so many things out there, and it's like I can't even explain how the energy has just shifted and how
I love it.
You know, things are just yeah. And so you know, I feel very honored that there's a lot going on with me internally, and that's where I was told to keep it for a while. And
right.
So that's the cool part. It's like, this is for you. Like, thanks.
Right.
Thanks. You know?
Perfect.
So when it's time to talk about it, I'll talk about it. But right now, it's just really internal. Yeah, girl.
You keep that poker face on, Lady Gaga. But you need to call in more often for a message. Seriously.
Seriously.
Yeah, I mean,
I felt
we're
it
here.
Today. Yeah, I know you are.
Yeah.
Yeah. I love you, so it's all good. You know.
Love you too.
Aww,
yeah.
Love
perfect.
You too.
Yay. Well, thank you so
Cheers.
Much. What a way to kick off our anniversary week. So love
yeah.
that.
Not too shabby there, Kirsten. I appreciate you.
Glad I could help you guys. I appreciate you guys too. I mean, so much. You guys, you know, you're keeping it rolling, keeping it going, and keeping it real.
But keeping it fresh.
You are.
Fresh. But
you
keeping
are.
It fresh on
it.
The LOA blend. We keep it
fresh.
We keep it fresh.
And
we keep it juicy. I don't know why I said that, but anyway.
Not sure where we're going with that, but
I have
okay.
No,
I, okay.
Okay. We have no, I'll take it. I'll take two, please.
You so silly.
Can I have a to-go box? Okay, anyway. Because that's how we roll. Listen, in the early days, we used to be so – I'm surprised that we even got a following because we used to – take it to such insane levels of arrested development and ridiculousness that this was just a throwback because we got very serious there to be all about the people, all about the people. So they always come first. But when we get silly to have a little throwback, then we certainly are happy to do that. So
you gotta laugh.
I mean, you gotta laugh. I see humor. I see humor in everything, and I don't express it a lot because that's my way of, you know, you can say, oh, it's your way of dealing things or talking yourself into something. But when you see humor in stuff, in life in general,
you have to.
Because it just, to me, it just raises the vibration. I don't want to get caught up in the, what could be the sadness of things or the intensity of things, you know, and it's a shift. Like, you've really got to shift.
You got to work at it. It takes effort.
Yeah, it does. And when I see the humor in it, it's like, okay, I'm going to lighten up about this because this is, do I think about things and get pissed off about stuff? Sure.
Absolutely.
And then it's like, I cannot do anything. I personally can't get out there and fix it all.
Nope.
So how do I work through this? And I work through it with humor.
And, fix your vibration.
You know, because
Yeah,
you fix your own personal vibration, and I think
right.
when people start understanding that this is about you and your energy level, your vibration, your frequency,
right.
it has nothing to do with what you're seeing out there. You're producing that.
Right.
So that's the thing. Like I always look. Like, I was looking at my children this morning, and I'm like, these are my gifts. I mean,
yep.
what a way to start my morning by them. I mean, you know, you stare at them and you just love. It's like love, pure
yep.
love. You know, of course, Jaden's like pulling his cover over my head, like quit, leave me alone, quit kissing me on the head. You know, leave me alone. You know, I'm just trying to say hello to him. You know, and it's like he's so funny, but it's like sometimes. I mean, Elisa and I will talk about it. Sometimes I just look at them and my heart just, oh
yep.
my gosh, I'm
yep.
in love. You know,
yep.
I'm in love.
Yeah,
and that's like my morning, like cheer it up and. You know, wake everybody up and say hi. You know, wake my partner up and say hi, good morning, I love you. And they're all, you know, they can be grumpy butts, but I'm loving them because you're like, oh, you're waking me up at 5 a.m., you know. But I'm like, I love you guys. They're like, quiet. So
I love it.
I don't do that all the time. I really don't. But every once in a while I do. I haven't seen them. Oh, I haven't seen them in like a week. They've been gone. And,
oh, well, that's
so
explains it. Yeah,
they've been playing, so like I haven't really been able to like be around them for a full day yet. You know, they've been home for like almost 2 days now. So
right.
this morning I got up and I had to tickle everybody and they're like, you know, we're tired, leave us alone. Like, no.
But you got to get your fix. I get that.
Yeah, but it's like when I start my day like that, and I start my day with humor, and I start my day with sending out love to the world. No, but it's me. But it's mine. Each person needs to know that what they do is theirs. They own their stuff.
Right.
Whether
on their energy, on their frequency.
Yeah.
Yes. You're so right. So, take accountability to that. You know, like there should be like, you know, energetic licenses for, you know, you have to like a library card. We have library cards. Why can't we have, you know, a license for being accountable and responsible for what we're putting out there vibrationally? It's responsibility.
And that's another thing. You don't. It's like when you just. Here's the deal. Like now that we're more. I think the world is more moving towards that idea of love. You want to, you know,
it is
alchemist term.
It is.
Like it's that. And when I figure if I can just start the day with love, you know, start the day and end the day with love. What happens in the middle? Happens, and then at the end of the day, can I turn around and send love at it? Even if things didn't go my way, can I send love at it? And it's like, yeah, you can. Just choose that. You know, it is a process to shift it, and it's a process to move it. And then there's a process of communicating about it. And then just hear that everything you do is for you. Everything. Even when you're being, I hate to say this, but some people out there, if you're being a doormat for somebody, it's for you.
Yep.
What's your gift? Find your gift in
keeps
that.
Keeps you down. Serves a purpose. Resistance serves a purpose.
And
being a doormat serves a purpose. It all serves a purpose. Why am I so da-da-da? Because it serves a purpose.
Yeah. And then there's an expansion and growth and a movement that you choose to make a different choice, take a different way, look a different direction, turn in a different way, and it's all for your expansion and growth. And then when you know that you can have that bliss in this human body, then go for that. You know, when you choose to say I'm worth it, go for that.
Exactly.
And that's the full. And maybe it's because I am a one, it's a little easier for me because it's all about me.
Oh, I love it all day, every day. But full circle moment. You just said, because of you're worth it, and that's what your message was about, acknowledging, you know, what you've done, which is why you're at the precipice of all these adventures and opportunities. And you put the time in, so you earned a shift in your lifestyle, and that's what you're working toward, that freedom. You put the time in.
Well, that it's like it's always shifting. It's like I've shifted my lifestyle, and I've shifted my lifestyle, and I've shifted my lifestyle. And now it's even getting, like, the bigger, there's another goal, and there's another, there's always that thing,
I love
the next step.
Evolution.
And that's the cool part. Evolution, and that's how we don't stay still. We don't stay stagnant.
Well,
we can
when
try.
You do,
we can try, and it hurts. We can try, and it
or people give
good.
Up. How many people do you know have given up? And it has nothing to do with age. I know people half our age that have given up.
Yeah, and when you give up, where does Source take you?
Nowhere.
Source will still take you. Well, Source will still carry you. Source will still hold you or try to, but you will resist it, and it does not feel good. So that, and sadly to say, there are a lot of young people who take themselves off the planet because they feel like they don't have value.
Yeah.
But here in the Western world, though, what is value? We have to realize that the value isn't our job. The value isn't how much money we have in the bank.
Right.
The value isn't our possessions. Because when you get to a certain point, like now, I'm like, I'm trying to get rid of my possessions so that I can get on the road, you know?
It's like
full circle.
Right.
So why not skip the full circle and go, you know, I don't need to drive a really super, you know, $100,000 car just to prove my worth.
Right.
Because you know what? You're not even in that car unless you're some sales rep that drives all the time. You're not in that car.
Right.
It's just something that sits there. What is your worth? It's got to come from inside.
Yeah.
You know, that's the key. Like, I remember being young and in business, and you wanted to drive the nicest car, and you wanted to have the nicest furniture, and live in a really nice neighborhood, and all that stuff, and it's like, you know what? What's that now? How does that affect me now?
Right.
And it's like, I got a garage full of stuff that I got to have a yard sale now just to get rid of it.
Girl.
You know,
but
it's appreciating what it was when I had it.
How it served. It served. It served beautifully. Yep.
Yeah. yep, it served me beautifully, and now it's time to let it go. And I'm not saying that's for everybody, because yeah, there are going to be some people that are really going to love the $100,000 car. They're really going to love the $1 million home. They're really going to love that and love and appreciate that, and that's who they are, and that's okay.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just saying that if you are somebody who looks at stuff and says, I don't have it, it's like,
right,
look around and look at what you do have and look at the value in that in yourself. Look in the mirror. That's the number one.
Mm.
Look in the mirror and look at it and say, you know, I get into these conversations. And it's like, people outside of you can tell you how amazing you are, but you have to tell you how amazing you are.
Yes.
You have to say it. I'll tell you, this is crazy, because I had a conversation with somebody not too long ago. I said, the reason that I do what I do is because I'm good at it.
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I love that.
But it's just that as a creator, as an artist.
Yep.
And
there's
a designer,
nothing arrogant. There is nothing arrogant. That is a statement of self love, and I love that you say that, and I say that about my work too. It's like, I'm really good at what I do.
Yeah,
that's it. I'm really good at it. Yeah,
and that's what we do, and that's what people appreciate.
Yep.
And when you know your self worth in that, other people know your self worth in that.
Yep.
And then they value your work, and then that's what the whole thing is about. It's like, they're going to value your opinion. They're going to value.
They're
going to
ask. They're going to seek your opinion.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I had a project come over, and the guy, he wanted something done. It was a lot of shirts, and it was like, I looked at the artwork, and I said, the artwork won't work.
Yeah.
You know, and he's like, you know, why? And I explained why, and he said, okay, we're going back to the drawing board.
That's
so
it.
So it's like, you explain to people how you, and to me, it's about educating, too, you know, education.
Well, you have to have an intelligent reason to explain why something isn't going to work. That's it.
Yeah.
You can have an opinion, but back it up. Back
but
it up with intelligence.
Yeah, it's not a negative. It wasn't a
no.
negative at all. It's just like, you're not going to, I promise you're not going to be happy.
Right.
You know, and I don't want to do 500 t-shirts and you going, these look like crap. You know, so,
right.
So it's a different, but anyway, you know, we're kind of getting off the subject here. But it is, let me just rein myself back in. my biggest thing is, I guess I don't understand, you know, how people berate themselves and people, you know, just to have such a low opinion of it.
Oh, I do. I understand.
Well, I understand. I understand paradigms and programming and all that stuff. And so you try to get people in the present and the now, understanding their worth and everything now. And know that, you know, not everybody can be on this page.
Exactly.
Not everybody can do this. There's always going to be a level of people processing. There's always going to be a level of people abusing themselves and other people. There's always going to be a level of that, because it is about this harmony in this world.
Well,
and
because,
I know sometimes, well, it can be harsh. Like, you don't want, you know, you don't want starving children, and you don't want people with dirty well water, and you don't want all this. Yes,
right.
I understand that. And there has to be some harmony in that, so that there is an ebb and flow.
Right.
Of things for people to take inspired action on.
Right.
To have
that's
power
the whole point.
It's
the provocation of inspired action, which we've never really had before, because everything was denied, everything was pushed back.
Yeah.
So this is why for every horrific thing that we're dealing with or that we're hearing about, there is equal if not greater measure of outrage, which we've never had that before. And because of the gift of nothing's changed. It's just, we know about it as it happens because of technology. Nothing has changed. It's the same amount of BS from minute one. But we have the gift of technology so that there's that awareness. And with awareness sparks creativity and forward motion. And the thing to focus on is the outrage, because that is the consciousness shifting.
Yeah.
The other side of it is that with the self-recrimination and the self-hatred and all of that, as I say on this show and I say it to myself personally, I say this over and over, it serves the most purposeful purpose. It keeps you from doing the work.
Uh-huh.
Plain and simple. And I say this to myself as I say this to anybody else. And that's why I could say it so confidently. It just keeps you right where you are magnificently.
Yeah.
It's you got to put legs on the dream.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's it.
Yep.
You know, so
it's,
you.
Yeah.
And I think sometimes, and it's interesting because I had a conversation with my son who's almost 18 recently, and he's like, well, you know, I listen to all these Esther Hicks tapes and all of that, and it's just about you and feeling good at that. I'm like, yes. However, you got to put the time in. The person that wants to be an Olympic athlete that's going to watch Esther Hicks tapes to manifest going to the Olympics, but if they're like watching the tapes, eating chips, and not getting off the couch, you know, you can't put that all on Abraham. You know, like don't be putting on Abraham. It's like, well, yeah, I just want to. I'm like, well, that's a beautiful loophole that doesn't exist. You know. And then he's like, well, I felt better before I talked to you. I said, yeah, of course you did. Of course you felt better before you talked to me.
Well,
you know,
listen to the part of Abraham that says take inspired action.
They conveniently forget that. I just want to feel good. Yeah, inspired action. Absolutely.
Here's the deal, and that's why I say I love Abraham Hicks. And you can sit there and enjoy your dreams and all of that stuff in your head, and that's great. And you know what that is? That's being Source. And
right.
Source didn't come here and pop down in this human body to just sit on a couch and dream a dream.
Exactly.
Source said, I got senses, I got hand, I got phalanges, you know, I'm going to go.
I got
touch
a brain,
my skill,
I got work.
I got a brain. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go move my feet, and I'm going to, you know, it's like whatever I have.
Right.
If I've got, you know, even if I don't have my feet or I don't have my hands, there's a process. There's something that I'm going to do here, and I'm going to create, and I'm going to play for the enjoyment and
right.
the growth and expansion of my own true self.
Right.
That
mm-hmm.
key, take the inspired action. And
but,
even if you
mm-hmm.
don't take inspired action and you take the action, guess what? Source still wins because
right.
it's still an experience.
Right.
And that's the thing. Like, you could say, well, how can God or Source you know, enjoy being hurt or enjoy being, you know what, they don't, it's not necessarily an enjoyment, but it is a learning experience.
It's exactly,
it is
it's
a
growth.
It's still a growth.
It's
you
growth, which is painful.
Two steps back, Source is going, woo, what a ride. You know, that's the difference.
Right, right.
So everything you do for your higher self.
Right.
And, again, I'll reiterate, we're in a period of time that we as humans can experience the extreme joy and bliss that Source does. That's
right.
There's a little shift. There's been a shift. And so when we start getting that shift, you know, I understood the contrast. I understood all of that. It's like all these little things that are coming up now. It's like when you look at the contrast as the beauty of movement and the beauty
of
inspired action.
It's the
yeah.
brick and mortar. It's the foundation. So the whole loophole, this magic wand mentality, that's the illusion.
Yeah.
And again, it serves a magnificent purpose to keep you from getting the brick, mixing the cement, stirring that stuff. It's a brick and mortar. That's it.
Yeah.
Because we're physical.
Yeah. Yeah.
Physical means that it's going to be painful.
Be physical. Be physical.
Come on, Olivia. Let's get
yeah.
physical. Come on.
I love you, ladies.
I love you.
I know it's time to roll.
Yeah, we're
going to
wrap up.
Yeah, wrap it up. Wrap it up, baby.
Yeah,
I'll take
listen.
It. Wrap
call,
it up.
Call us back. So great to hear from
I will.
You. Yay.
I will.
Yay. Thanks, Kirsten.
No, thank you. I love you guys.
Love you, girl. That's so great that she called in. See? Because this is our anniversary kickoff, you know, this week, next week, whatever. So thank you, Anna. That was perfect. And we have another minute left, but just to check, is anybody waiting for us?
No.
Perfect.
No. But let me just say to people who weren't listening early on, and this is, I think, the person who sent us the email, we addressed your issue very early on, first thing at the top of the show. So download the show and listen to it. So,
oh yeah, we
hopefully that helps.
That Donna, yeah, we dealt with it first thing. So just as Lisa said, you know, download the show on iTunes, Universal Energy Radio, the LOA Blend. So yes, we addressed your issue. All right, so we'll sign off then. If you guys need to get a hold of us, please email loablend@gmail.com. Please like Universal Energy Radio on Facebook. Check out the great shows, hosts, and programming available to you. And we're scheduled to be back on the air this coming Thursday at 8:30 a.m. United States Eastern Time. Wonderful show as always. And in the meantime, remember to
follow
the feeling to you. Yay. All right, baby. Love ya.
Love you. Have a good day.
Ah, you too. Bye.
Tell me something.